The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
How are you, Rolien?
Well, I'm very happy because we have just had news in that Estonia has imposed sanctions on Hezbollah. The military wing of Hezbollah and its political wing will both be banned from entry into Estonia. And I'm going to quote to you from the Estonian Foreign Minister, Urmas Reinsalu, and he says, Hezbollah poses a considerable threat to international and thereby Estonian security. And Estonia joins the US, the UK, Netherlands, Germany, Lithuania, and other countries, predominantly in Central America, I must just tell you, and South America, who have decided that Hezbollah uses terrorist means and they are a threat to security. And earlier today, the incredible announcement coming in that the first Muslim country, that is Albania, they have adopted IRA. This is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism. It makes Albania the first Muslim majority country to do so, and they fight this definition of anti-Semitism helps in the fight against growing anti-Semitism and growing anti-Israelism. So a good day all around. And can I go for a hat trick?
Go for it, as long as it's not Sudan in the same breath.
It's not going to be Sudan, but we can now populate the malls of Bahrain. Israel and Bahrain signed a formal deal for regular flights between the two countries, a whopping 14 weekly passenger flights between Ben Gurion and Bahrain International Airport, and unlimited flights between Manama, which is the capital of Bahrain, and Eilat. And this excludes cargo flights, but the deal allows for up to 5 cargo flights to each country every single week. How is that?
Whether it is in fact desirable for Israel to be making peace with Sudan, given its human rights record?
Well, I think that's a fair question and a legitimate question. But I think right now we have to look at the greater threat which is posed to the region, and that is Iran and Iran's hegemony. And we also can't forget that Iran also has hegemonic intentions onto the African continent. This was an intention that was correctly identified by former Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman years ago, and we've seen this almost like a race for Africa between Iran and Israel and the other powers that be. And I think Israel right now really wants to galvanize the Muslim world. We're also interested in building bilateral ties with African countries as well. We've seen a significant warming of ties between Israel and many African states. And I think, you know, we have to look at bilateral relations between different countries around the world. They're not always going to be perfect. And, you know, that you do raise a very, very, very important, a very, very important issue. But, we also have to understand that you know, dealing with the human rights issues in a country is a separate issue to the bilateral relations, and very often it doesn't prohibit the signing or the warming of ties.
No, I totally understand that. There is such a thing as realpolitik, and I get that. Just staying on the peace issue, given the euphoria surrounding the UAE and Bahrain, do you, in your opinion, think that this might have an effect on the cold peace that prevails between Israel and Jordan and Israel and Egypt? Do you think they might look at Israel and say, wow, maybe there's something in it for us?
Well, we're hoping that we saw a smidgen of a thaw with Jordan when Jordan said, okay, you know, we'll open up our airspace to Israel for Israeli flights to the UAE, or to Bahrain, which was very, very welcomed. And that was following the example of Saudi Arabia. I think we'll believe it when we see the kind of interaction that we are seeing between Jordanians and Egyptians and Israelis, very, very overt, very out there in the in the public. We will see the business dealings. We will see the tourists coming. I mean, today the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, Fleur Hassan Nahum, was in the Israeli media talking about the city of Jerusalem doing everything they can to ensure the protection. We are expecting an influx of Muslim tourists from the UAE, from Bahrain, and hopefully other countries. We don't want to see another situation that we had the other day where they were harassed on the Temple Mount, this time by Palestinians calling them ugly names for visiting.
Absolutely fascinating, and you will keep us posted. Let's talk about Mike Pompeo and the expectation of a major announcement about U.S. funding for human rights organizations.
Well, this is quite fascinating, and here, I mean, Clav, Hachamor, others out there, I can see the smiling happening. But we are expecting a statement coming from the U.S. State Department, and this is per the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying that they may be declaring, or it's likely they're going to declare, several international human rights organizations or groups as anti-Semitic because of their support for the BDS, movement. This is a serious smack in the face for these organizations and for BDS. There is legislation in place in many of the American states that says that you are prohibited from supporting this kind of action. And while there are some saying, you know, as much as we deplore these human rights organizations, is this not clamping down on free speech? And there are others that saying, you know, we've long passed the point where it's free speech and it becomes propaganda, and it's this focus on Israel at the expense of other conflicts around the world. So these organizations include Amnesty International, Oxfam, and Human Rights Watch.
Rolene, we lost a minute, so I'm going to try and keep you on for 1 minute, if you will. Clive has asked a statement, which I'm going to turn into a question. The following was his statement. He says he's not a Biden fan. We know that. He says that Biden intends to bring Iran back as a so-called legitimate regime by going back to the nuclear deal. Is there concern in Israel over a Biden victory and reversal of perhaps what is perceived to be current gains?
I think that's an excellent question. And, you know, Israelis are not naive. We have been preparing for this. We have seen many of our think tanks also preparing for the pivot away from Trump. You know, whether it happens in next week's election or it happens in 4 years' time, we are concerned about the pivot. We can already see where the Jewish community lies in terms of the progressive left and how we are becoming more and more isolated. And I really encourage people to read Barry Weiss's article. And there is concern amongst Israelis and also not just Israelis, but also now our new friends and family in the Arab world, that there could be a pivot with the Biden administration. And I can assure you that we are preparing if that could be an inevitability.
Rolene Marks, thanks for staying with us. Sorry we lost connection, but we got you back, and that's what's important. Shabbat shalom to you. Thank you for your input this week, as always.
Shabbat shalom. Let me tell you, it's been a day of dodgy connections for me. So, you know,
this wasn't
cherry
you.
On the
this
cake, but at least we got to speak. But Shabbat
we did,
shalom.
Indeed.